Welcome to Back Talk. So episode 35, Back Talk Podcast. We back. We got my boy, my brothers, Sean.
Don't be fake. Don't be fake on here now.
Don't do it now.
You just turning up now, like a minute ago.
Y'all should open up. I did it last like two or three.
No. That was fine.
I mean, you good.
I'm cut this part out. It's fine.
Nah, leave it in there. Leave it in there. Shit.
Yo, it's Ray-Ban.
It's C-Rich. I guess we'll introduce ourselves because, you know, we're not affiliated with K anymore, according to her, you know.
It's not what the fuck I said. Look, I just shut people on their
can
sheet.
We get straight to the point? And we gonna look, I love y'all, Back Talk family. You know, follow us. Y'all already know, rate, review, like the page and all that good shit on
all
iTunes,
the
SoundCloud. But let's get right into this discussion. We just had it. Look, do dudes play dumb?
Yes.
Or they just don't know what the fuck you talking about.
They just don't know. They don't know. Like, I don't
can
get
I
it.
Can I go get the other female in the house? Because, oh my God. Listen. Yes. The short answer. Yes. Yes. And y'all two sitting here in front of me, the conversation we just had off the mics, y'all know why I'm saying yes, men play dumb. And go ahead. Let's go.
No, we do not. I honestly like... Guys, the conversation we just had, honestly didn't know. We're not going to tell the people, but I honestly did not know. Like, and a lot of guys honestly just don't
be
know.
That's the whole point.
They don't
be knowing. Y'all are dismissive and like just like tunnel vision and like not considerate. That's the whole thing.
I don't think it's not considerate.
Bruh,
I think
we just be having other... My feelings are not considering my... actions. What the fuck is that? Inconsiderate.
I think we just be having a lot of things on our mind. You know, us as black men, we have to go through a lot every day. You know, we have a lot of weight
out here.
We have the weight of the world.
We get shot at out here.
We have the weight of the world on our shoulders. And you know, we just have things that's going on in our minds. You know, a lot of us struggle with mental health as well.
The last 5 days of my week have been really crazy. If you want to talk about everything we're dealing with, like I've been, you know, my health hasn't been that great. You know, a lot's been going on.
I mean, I didn't know that.
Coordinating the move, like, I got exactly.
I didn't know
that.
But
did you ask? Did you try and check on me to see how I was?
You know, I've been. You know,
it's cool. You know, the nurturer is always the one that has like the most neglect. So
can I jump in real quick?
I mean, you're probably gonna do it anyway. So go ahead.
Oh, wow. Jesus, no. So I don't feel like I really don't feel like I. Me personally, I'm gonna speak for me. I don't necessarily play dumb. I really want people to elaborate on what they're talking about, so I'm not mistaking on what they're talking about. Because if I make an assumption and it's wrong, it's gonna go left.
But this is how you do that. Instead of being maybe we shouldn't say play dumb, but are oblivious, right? So when I say play dumb, that means I bring it to you. You have a twinkling of what I could be talking about, but instead of speaking on that twinkling, you say, "Huh? What?"
Yeah, I'm not finna play a guessing game with your ass. And I feel like a lot of women want you to do that.
If I don't know, I don't know.
Like, that's what
we just did. I'm like, I'm confused. Exactly.
Bruh, I'm not finna sit and play with you.
Or they catch an attitude and get quiet and shit.
Then it'll
be
something
about. Y'all are mansplaining this shit. That is not what the... That is not what I said. I said I'm going to curse less. I'm sorry, y'all. What I'm saying is don't play no game with me, and I'm not playing no game with you. If I say, hey, so about what we discussed last night, okay, I get that's vague. Stuff like that is like, all right, give me more. But if it's literally like, you know, you only did one thing that could have pissed me off in the last 5 days, all right? Like, you know, because we don't have that much interaction, and I'm like giving you whatever indication, like, damn, something up with Kay. You're not going to go into your head and be like, okay, that thing. And if it's an anomaly, like something that doesn't normally happen, like we feel like, okay, we shouldn't have to like paint you the whole picture. You should be able to recall like, oh yeah, there was that thing.
Context matters.
If it's a lot of things on that young man's mind, then like, you know, it's a lot of things going on.
Maybe he need to clear his mind. Maybe he needs his priorities straight.
Maybe they
are
straight.
Maybe he should look out for people who look out for him.
You know.
You know what, Kay? You say that, but I never got a text about how are you doing? Are you okay?
I ask you every day because I see you every day. I don't see my other brother every
Hold
day.
Hold on, fam. I do. I have texted you, asking you how you doing, like, and asking you, like, what's going on.
You
want
to pull up your phone and see how long it's been?
Let's pull up, bro.
So, you know what? And we started to bring y'all into the family business, but we did have a heated discussion before we came into this thing, and I know we know
April 8th.
This man went out the day.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Hey, keep
scrolling.
Hey, what's going on?
Look.
You see what I mean?
Nah, but I feel like it's a good discussion only because I know a lot of women feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand in a man, it's for a lot of men, it's just, it's not that deep. We don't think about it on the same level.
It doesn't have to be deep for you to acknowledge it. A little bit longer. You see how you keep trivializing it? It's not that deep. It's not that serious. That's cool. I'm never saying it was the end of the world. I'm just saying it was a thing that mattered to me, whether it just took your simple acknowledgement or actual full-out discussion. I'm not saying it had to be that heavy. I'm saying, don't touch me. I'm saying.
Okay. Yes, I apologize.
What do you apologize for?
For not being responsive and being considerate of your feelings and the things that you wanted of me. I sincerely apologize. I'll be more responsive and apprehensive.
Wait, I don't think you should be apprehensive, but thanks for attentive.
Yeah. Attentive. Okay, I'll say that then.
Yes, thanks.
Yo, so Twitter was going off when I was checking, man. I didn't know what was going on, but I heard, you know, Coachella.
I never know what's going on. Oblivious, but go ahead.
And I heard about Coachella, you feel me? And I heard about the little Beyonce performance. Shout out to her.
Little Beyonce performance? Those words never go together. I'm sorry.
I don't understand what's good with, like, the Beyonce.
Well, you didn't watch the performance, so you can't speak on it.
But it still don't matter to me. Like, people,
let me tell you.
She can go take a shit and people will be like, oh, my God, Beehive. It's not. I don't think it's that serious, honestly.
I think you should. You know what, listeners? I'm so sorry for this statement he's making.
She's a great performer and artist.
No, but even
with
all the great performances she's had, this shit, even performers like other artists.
Over the Super Bowl one?
Yeah, they're saying it's way better than the Super Bowl. Like, it's a two-hour Coachella performance, first of all.
In the desert.
With a whole ass band, a whole ass production. Like, it's just, it's level six.
Yeah, bro, it was. I caught clips of it. I didn't catch the whole thing. I'm not finna sit and watch 2 hours.
As soon as I get home.
But in totality, everything, performance-wise, it was amazing. The visuals were great. The messages were great. Showing love to black colleges was great. All this shit.
Oh, yeah, I seen that. HBCU shit.
She had the queen attire on. I was feeling it. Like, visually, it's dope. And I feel like Beyonce, as a performer, from just that night, because, you know, we used to see her perform at some of her old concerts, working in the store we were working in. But, yeah, man, I feel like she the GOAT as far as female performers.
Female
performers, of course.
Of the females.
Of the female performers.
No,
yes.
Of all
Absolutely.
Performers.
You smoking
what male
that crack.
Performer?
Mike
no,
and
see,
Prince.
That was on Twitter.
Mike and Prince.
Nah.
Chris Brown, too, bro. Come on now.
See BB getting off.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
All right.
Let's not even go there.
I'm not even a Beyonce fan like that, and I'm going to give her props and say she wanted to. Musically, I've never been that attached to. I like some of her Destiny Child shit more.
You talked about that before, but we're not saying be a fan. We're saying recognize greatness and epicness, right?
Yeah.
That performance.
She's not better than Mike or Prince, but I fuck with her. I'll put it in the top 10.
I'm sorry, y'all.
I mean, what do y'all want? They be worshiping like
First
this girl
all,
like she God
you
or something.
Can't speak on it because you ain't
like
watched
she
it.
God.
You ain't seen clips or
I'm just saying, but this like every day with y'all. Beyonce do something, it's like she Jesus Christ or something. I don't know. I don't think it's that serious,
It's
Jesus
honestly. Christ, actually. No, this one. But listen, no, we're not hyping her. The shit is epic. Like, she deserves
I didn't say
the
performance was trash. I'm just saying, like.
You didn't even see the performance. It's like saying a plate of food tastes horrible and you never even had a
fork. It's still not
going
to change my opinion of her. I'm going to say, I'm going to still think she's a great performer, but I mean, what else you want me to say?
No, she's not.
I'm not
going to
say
great.
She's better than
she's,
Michael
she's
and Prince.
Amazing.
Like, are you smoking that crack? I don't understand.
She's better than Prince.
What?
And this man dead.
Stop,
she disrespectful.
Stop. How is she better than Prince when Prince play instruments on stage, do long performances just like
Saudi
that?
Don't even play no instruments.
Prince did a choreography that they all
Beyonce don't even play no instrument,
Prince
bro.
Prince used to dance? Is he a better dancer? No.
Okay, just like you talking about
but
instruments. Beyonce don't play instruments,
everything.
They all have their own strength.
But we're talking about everything. Performance-wise, they two different animals, but Prince was a beast. You tripping.
You know what?
On that man, dead body. R.I.P. Prince, bro.
Purple Rain is real. I'm for real, like, not going to shit on his legacy, but what I'm saying is, if you got to compare concerts to concerts, performances to performances,
You would think Kay was my age talking like this.
You know, it's totally disrespectful.
Whoa, I can't even believe this shit.
And look, Beyonce is a GOAT. As far as performances, but Prince, bro? Nah, I can't.
Well, how about let's just say neck and neck? And only
I
reason
put
neck
her
and
in
neck
the category.
Is
Prince
I had say, more yeah. solo time than Beyonce. Beyonce was Destiny's Child first, but her solo career has only been about, the new millennium? No, it makes sense. The time you have to create a legacy makes a difference. Prince was popping since the 80s. You get what I'm saying? Right. You got to think he transcended multiple genres and multiple decades. Beyonce just been like in two. You
Prince
get what I'm
took
saying?
More chances, though. Prince was
Beyonce
doing
didn't take chances. Are you kidding me?
Prince was doing R&B and jumped into rock and pop and all different.
Beyonce was the most popular female artist in the world, and she took people straight to the hood on some like Houston. Like, that's a risk. When you a pop star, you know they only want our blackness when they want it. So that's whenever she put that black shit in their face, that's a risk. What you talking about?
They were more on that black shit. Well, let me not say that. That's messed up. No, Beyonce was always, and Destiny Child's The Hope was always connected to the black culture. I mean, they
did R&B. We're talking about Destiny Child. We're talking about Beyonce as an artist and the shit that she's put out, the blackity black, black, wonderful.
Her first
black
record
shit.
Wasn't on no pops. It was still R&B.
Okay, you jumping around. When you talk about her debut album, we're talking about Beyonce at her peak, like the last 5 years, right?
Yeah, but that's she don't really put out pop.
Okay.
Let's move on. All this Beyonce okay, blah. Yeah. Girl, I really don't care
I'm
about
sorry
it.
Again, Beehive. But what I loved about her, just a few things I loved about her performance was she played the Malcolm X, I think, quote, the most disrespected person in America is a black woman. She also sang Lift Every Voice and Sing. Now, y'all understand Coachella is like the whitest shit ever, right? Yeah. Like, it's deserty, white, sweaty.
I was surprised she showed up to that, honestly.
Right. And you know, she was supposed to go last year, but she got pregnant with Rumi and
that
Sir.
Was a black extremist terrorist attack. That's what it was.
Wait, what?
That was a terrorist attack.
What was a terrorist attack?
Her performance. White folks don't want to see that bullshit. I'm sorry.
I think he just blanked out for a minute. She also had, like, you know, a probate-ish type scene in her performance. And also, people were talking about how they're joining her fraternity, her sorority. It was the letters BDK, which is Beta Delta Kappa. But what I love is, you know how she's like a numbers person and she always loved the number 4? So it's BDK, right? Beta, B for Beyonce. Delta, which also doubles as 4. You know, she loves the number 4. And then Kappa, Knowles. You get it? Beta Delta Kappa, BDK. All right. So I just thought that was really cool.
Okay.
But one thing that stood out to me, though, Michelle was no, lacking
can
as fuck.
Can I jump in right there? 44 is my number, though.
Four
is my number. Yeah, 44.
No, 4. No doubling.
Shout out to Red and Blue Pill. That's my shit. My phone number got 2 4s in it. My number got 4 4s. So it got 444.
You didn't choose that. Somebody gave to you.
But I always all my addresses have 2 4s in it or at least 1 4.
So what are you trying to say?
I just got a connection with the number 4.
Oh, so you connect to the Beehive is what you're
saying. For those who want to know, just look up the power of 44, law of 44.
All right. So something else that stood out to me was people were asking her about her like inspiration, and she was saying because she got pregnant with the twins at the last Coachella time, she had time to dream. And I was like, wow, like if we all gave ourselves time to like dream and really marinate and stuff, and we had like a whole year to put something together, and it's kind of getting off track. I'm like, what could we create if we had time to just sit and marinate?
I don't know. People been dreaming all their lives.
Okay, but have the work ethic of Beyonce with your dream. You know what I mean? Like, she's not just a dreamer. She's a workaholic, a boss, and a dreamer.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know what? These niggas. So,
no, I feel what you're saying, Kay. I'm backing you, Kay. I feel what you're saying.
I don't feel the support. Y'all crazy. But yeah, so Beychella happened. People were making jokes about her being on vibranium. And if you guys don't know what that is, you suck. But that was the reference in Black Panther because she's just so great. It's like, how can you explain this? It's the vibranium. Like,
okay.
It's the vibranium.
Real quick, one gotta go. Beyonce, Janet.
Real quick.
Beyonce, Janet Jackson, Mariah Carey, and Rihanna. If
Let's
you gotta choose
back.
One.
Say it again.
Beyonce, Janet Jackson, Mariah Carey or Rihanna? One of them got to go.
Probably Mariah, honestly.
Mariah gave me memorable Christmas songs. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you sleep,
Mariah
bro.
Been taking too many L's, man.
No.
Too many.
Okay, we got to subtract Mariah post-2010.
Yeah,
y'all
Mariah
know what
was...
she been doing. But Mariah from the 90s up to like 2005, like, oh my God, like that voice.
So it sounded like he's gonna be either Janet or Mariah at this point. And I'm not Janet. Okay. I'm not taking Janet. I'm
We all can have our own answer. What's your one that gotta go?
Mariah. I just told you.
God damn.
Maybe I should have said Whitney Houston instead of
No,
Stop.
Stick with those four.
Stop.
Beyonce, Stop. Rihanna, Mariah, Janet. Who gotta go? 5, 4. 3, 2.
I'll get rid of Mariah Carey.
Damn, yeah. Mariah.
That's fucked up. Hey. But I gotta have my Rihanna sometimes, you know. She
can't get rid of Beyonce, Janet.
Can't
come
get
on,
rid of
no.
Beyonce. She got too many cuts that I fuck
yeah,
with.
Yeah, no, we'd never get rid of Beyonce or Janet, so we're not touching those two.
Yeah, that's
but
that's
between I don't know, because Mariah gave me Christmas music. She gave some of my favorite mm-hmm. songs from her like Honey album. Shout out to Steve J when he was actually a good producer. But Janet. Rihanna, she's like just I don't know. She just raised shit a whole nother level. And she has like this like sexiness and she has this like talent. Like she's magical.
Rihanna's dope.
Talent?
It's a talent to be able to do what she does. Do not fucking try it. You know what? We're going to lose so many listeners off the show.
What does she do?
Rihanna
exactly?
does everything.
She's a great, she works hard.
All right.
I would say like
so
her
So one
got
to go for me would be, oh Lord, I would have to toss a coin and it will be between Mariah and Rihanna because I just can't. I don't
Who
know.
Who sings better, Mariah
it ain't always,
or Rihanna?
But we know it ain't about, you can have a bomb ass voice and nobody cares or not as much as yeah. they care about the person that has a full package. So you can't go off just the voice or just
I
the
feel
cells.
Like Rihanna's more of an icon than Mariah Carey was. Overall, man. Just like...
Yeah, only because
she
I think
touching
social media...
They're about the same.
If
she
social
touching,
media was popping like it is now,
yeah,
back with Mariah, it'd probably be
But I would say
neck.
Rihanna has more of a fate because she also has her clothing and designer mindset. And
no,
makeup
fuck
and
that.
Everything.
Before she got into that, she's global. She got that appeal.
Yeah, but I'm saying that just adds to it. Mariah Carey just got like that voice and shit.
Unless she was really following music in the mid-90s, early 90s, until then. Like, Mariah was huge, bro. She was out
Amazing.
Of there.
Amazing.
She
yeah.
was out of there. Like, she wasn't no, Ash. Like, oh, she just a Beyonce, like, when she first broke off from Destiny Child. Yeah. Nah, she was, like, out of there. Bro.
If we talking about singing, then
We
talking
about singing. We just saying,
overall,
like, as an artist, who got to go?
As an artist.
Rihanna. I mean, like, Mariah Carey got to go. Yeah, still.
Sorry, Mariah.
But I feel you still. She way more talented than Rihanna, but no, Rihanna better.
Oh my God. So have y'all seen that meme or that news clip from when Beyonce first went solo? And it was this thing saying, like, you know how when you first break out from a group, they criticize you? And I think it was like the New York Post or some major platform said, Beyonce is cool, but she's no Ashanti. And then somebody put below
real,
it. Yeah, this is like when she first broke out. And somebody used it as a motivational thing, like, yeah. you know, never lose like sight of your long-term goal. Because yeah. you remember Ashanti was like... the shit at one point, you know? So
she was
popping.
She was hot.
And
she still
think about that time
period,
she was like one of the only popping females. Like, think about that. It was all about rap and stuff, and she was like one of the only females holding it down. But anyway, we're not gonna get into that debate. I'm just saying, damn, the fact that article came out like over 10 years ago, and now Ashanti who and Beyonce rules the fucking world. So never lose sight of your dream. Never let people tell you who you can't be. Because
let other people tell it. When Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5 broke up, it wasn't people weren't even thinking Mike was going to be the major star. It was Jermaine Jackson.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because Mike was a baby.
Yeah, Jermaine. They were pushing Jermaine to be this huge star, but yeah. Mike blew the fuck up, and then like
you just got to know what's in you and stick to that shit. Because I'm sure Beyonce probably doubted herself. Well, maybe she didn't because she's Beyonce.
You can't doubt yourself. Man.
Everybody
you doubt
got self doubts.
Nah, but to a certain degree, but.
Beyonce's her how she speaks. That's one of her things that I'm not gonna say she doubts herself, but she had insecurity about. That's why she never really does spoken interviews. When she does, she
what's wrong with her speaking?
She
has a very southern
she from
twang.
Houston,
like
bro.
She literally.
I mean, what's wrong with that though?
Nothing. Right, but if you want to be a major global star, you can't sound like you from down home Texas, and that's how she talks. Like if you listen to the Beyonce album when there's like a clip of her thanking whoever for winning that Star Search show, she's like, "I want to thank my mama." Like she really sound like a Houston, and that's
I mean,
cool.
What you
hey,
but nah, the white folks weren't gonna let her.
That's what I'm saying. What you want her to sound all?
Hey,
you know,
I'm
the point
moving
I'm
out there.
Is, I'm
I got
sure
you.
That
I got
a,
you.
That
appealing.
Like,
it's not gonna be appealing.
Yeah,
I'm
sure she went to coaches and shit to get that fixed because she knew where she wanted to go. So you just gotta work on your craft, know where you need to improve, and then just shoot for the stars. So shout out to Queen B once again.
True.
All right, so what else happened in the past week, y'all?
Big Blood, Fruit Town, Piru, Big Bow.
Oh, Bow I'm Wow. Like,
you feel me? Bow Weezy, Prince of the Old Town, goddamn.
Stop.
Don't
y'all
do him like
who
that.
Talking about, man. Bow Wow, the greatest young rapper ever.
He flexing like a mug. Please don't.
No, but Bow Wow started at a younger age than Lil Wayne.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, it was
I
like
would
seven.
Still say Bow Wow, bro. Bow Wow got the longest streak going on right now.
Bow Wow been active for a long time.
Yes, bro, and he had movies. So I mean,
All right. So what they're talking about is Bow Wow's Breakfast Club interview. And I'll say, shockingly, I gained more respect for Bow Wow on this interview than I did on the last one. Because he admitted to all his faults. He was like, you know what? I did take some L's. I did do some dumb shit. And he admitted to everything. Now, I don't like the whole, oh, this is my last radio interview. But when he explained it, like, I watched the whole entire interview. Like, it makes sense. And we forget, like, Bow Wow got receipts, yo. And he said that he was like, when he was talking about him wanting to commit suicide, he was like, I've lapped the world 8 times. Like, I literally have done everything. Not that that's an excuse to be, like, suicidal, but we forget it's how not. Much he's done. You know what I mean? I'm not excusing his suicidal and mental state. I'm just saying, like, we look at him as a Bow Wow challenge now. We forget, like, this dude was literally, like, breaking records and selling crazy arenas out before the age of 15. You know what right. I mean? And now it's like he's 31.
Major co-signs, too.
Yep. Yeah, major. Like, I think Snoop. You mentioned earlier, like, he said he was a part of the original Dogtown, which... Yeah. Charlamagne tried to clown him on, but he had receipts on that shit.
No. That's well known. So he was around Death Row. I think it was always like, okay, we don't know whether or not he was really signed or
he was
just around.
He had a chain.
Yeah, he was with
He was
Death
affiliated.
Row.
That's enough.
No. He was on Death Row. He was signed.
Yeah.
And then after everything broke off, when Snoop kind of left and everything, he took himself. Well, Snoop kind of parlayed him to Jermaine Dupri.
And I didn't know that. I didn't know Snoop had him first.
Yeah.
And then I thought Jermaine had him and it was like, oh, Bow Wow, Snoop, hey, let's put y'all together for branding. I didn't know it was like, no, Snoop really had
no,
him
Snoop
first.
No, Snoop found.
I think he named him. And then it was like, oh, nah, Death Row faking up. Like, let me put you over here with JD. So I knew he was his mentor. But anyway, I just listened to his interview and him being candid and admitting to all his fuckery, you know what I mean? And talk about all the money he has and like just the transitions he's had. Like, I respect him.
The main thing the main part that I like is when he said, Diddy pulled him to the side and said, stop the bullshit.
Yes.
Get on your grind. Stop the bullshit. You a legend out here. Stop all the bullshit. Cut out all the social media stuff and just get back to the music.
Yeah.
Get back to working.
Yeah.
Like, I feel that. Oh, did he be on some OG shit lately?
He need to be. Somebody got to. And that got me to thinking, too. Like, who are our OGs right now? Like, who's telling these young ass
Nobody.
And not Bow Wow?
T.I.?
Who are you talking to?
T.I. be saying
You know,
some
it's stuff
shit.
Probably happened behind the scenes we don't know about. I'll give him that. But
he don't want to embarrass him, you know.
Right. On. But I think it's so needed. Like, what did he say? He was like, you know, I co-sign you and I don't co-sign bullshit. Like, what the fuck you doing?
Right.
And he was like, stay out of trouble. And I was like, damn. And the fact that I like how he did it, because he could have called him on the phone and just chewed him out. He invited him to a house party, got him liquored up. And then I think he said him and Jermaine was talking. And then he was like, yo, Bow, come here.
Yeah.
And he just gave him on some like real shit. And that literally from what Bow Wow said was enough for him to be like, I am fucking up. Like, what the hell am I doing? So. And he has a new woman. And y'all know what a good woman can do for you. So. But no, I really fucked with the interview. Like, I mean, I never was a Bow Wow fan per se, but I'm a fan of any black man that's getting his coin and can admit his faults, and that's him.
I'll say the part that I kind of cringed a little bit and was like, that suicide part.
Yeah.
That's a weak ass excuse to commit suicide, bro. If you really think about it, And I know his family, he was kind of talking about his whole family got mental health issues or whatnot on his father's side.
And that's real shit.
And that's, so it probably stems a little bit from
like
that.
Like, you
from
built different,
feelings.
So you're not going to see that as a reason.
Yeah.
But as a person that has dealt with mental and emotional difficulties, and we talked about this in the last episode, I felt pretty down for a lot less. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can't downplay somebody's feelings.
Yeah, so
it's,
so it may be, you know, a little bit, that's a partial reason as to why he was feeling like he was feeling, but man, like you done lapped the world 3-4 times and shit. Like, okay, that's one thing. So you did all, you fulfilled all your little childhood dreams.
I feel like at that point,
once you come into a man though, like you have to have a purpose in life.
Maybe nobody ever showed him.
You ain't find a purpose past that point.
Clearly not. What you about to say, Searidge?
I would say at that point, by the time you fulfill all your dreams and goals and everything, I feel like your next thing should be, what can I do to better other people's lives, or what can I do to give back, or how can I improve?
Everybody not built like that, though.
But I feel like everybody should. That should be something in everybody, especially you, your black man. Come on, that's like
but that goes back to our point. Like, they started grooming Bow Wow before the age of 10. This man is now 30. He didn't have 20 years of stardom.
This man been
Most of us
forever.
Ain't reaching our, like, sort of kind of peak to, like, 30. Then we go into our 50s, and it's like, okay, I retired. You get what I'm saying? So I had to kind of give him some empathy on, like, He was ahead of his time, 20 years ahead of most people. Not to say you give up on life, but you do have to rediscover your shit. Shout out Diddy. Probably put that battery in his back like, bruh. I'm sure he said way more than what he told us he said, you know? So
that is crazy,
you
got to
consider all that. Like, all this That's shit it. That we...
Bruh been famous his whole life.
Whole life. And he only 31.
And think about it. When you make it at 10, you had to put X amount of hours in before you even got found. Mm-hmm. So he probably started like 4 or 5.
And think about it. He had mentors and stuff to groom him on how to be a rapper, how to be a star. But who taught him how to be a man? So y'all got to think about it. He came out of being that star. And people, maybe the illusion of a man, because people had a whole team behind him. But then when it was time to like show who you really are, like when you're on your social media and real life shit happened, we got to see maybe he missed those things. You get what I'm saying?
Hey, he always be talking about that story. I don't know if you heard a story with him and T.I. When T.I. was writing the record for him, and he was like, "Hey, Tilt, go get me a Sprite."
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, "Hey, hold on, you ain't gonna be talking to me like that. Ain't no Du Bois around here. You go get your own fucking Sprite."
And that woke him up.
Yeah, and that kind of snapped it. So T.I. was one of the first people to really check him on some shit. Mm-hmm. I feel like from hearing his story over and over, it's like J.D. was kind of just, he was kind of on the same level as him thinking wise.
What you mean? Because, don't do that to JD now.
No, I don't want to disrespect JD, but I just feel like he wasn't no OG to him. Like, he was...
Are you kidding me? I think he was. We know how everybody had their own delivery. Because if he wasn't an OG, he wouldn't have got him as far as he have in other careers.
Or maybe it's the point of when you hear from outsiders.
Exactly. You know, JD's like a dad to him. And he even said on an interview, he's the only one that can get JD hot. So, you know, they have like an emotional connection. But you know how it comes from somebody who you respect that is outside the family.
That's more so Snoop, though. Like, Snoop always been his...
But think about it. He said he looked at T.I. T.I. wasn't T.I. at that point. T.I. was a songwriter. You get what I'm saying? So that's why he said that he was like, you a songwriter. Like, that's what you here for. So you could tell he was kind of sunning him a little bit.
That was after trap music, though, I think. That was like after.
But T.I. didn't blow up.
That was after, what's the first one? The first one. What was it? Serious. I'm Serious.
I'm Serious?
Yeah, I think that was after I'm Serious.
Okay, but T.I. wasn't T.I. at that point.
Yeah, he wasn't T.I.
In the South, we knew who he was after the first album, but the world didn't find out about him until he got those mega records.
But still, though, you're going to disrespect this man.
But that just shows you how they treated him. Like, Bow Wow was a star for a long time. Like, he performed with some of the greatest people. He told T.I. don't give him a Sprite, and T.I. showed him, no, the fuck I won't. All right, but
can you imagine that conversation?
Kid, bro? Like, yeah, hold on.
Just hearing his Atlantic accent doing it, too.
And he did it perfect when he imitated.
Yeah, he did his impression perfect, bro. God.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to T.I. Shout out to Bow.
Shout out to black men holding each other down and checking each other when they need to be checked. That's
a little reach, man. We don't get enough of that.
Yeah.
We don't get enough of that.
Something else that happened in the last week that my brothers didn't really want to talk about, but I just think is worth mentioning, was the Starbucks arrest. If you guys are unaware, there was a Starbucks in Philly where two black men came in to use the restroom, and the police were called on them. And one thing I found interesting, that apparently there was like a white bystander man. You know how they like to challenge the police, only they can do that. And he was like on some, what did they do? Trying to defend them. And of course, that didn't go anywhere. And like apparently the CEO, his name is Kevin Johnson, which is a real black name. It's funny. But Kevin Johnson, he's saying he like heartbroken about it and shit. And they said they got to review their policy. So apparently they have some type of policy that says when you come in and don't get shit, it's a problem. And I've said in many Starbucks, but I always buy something. But it's kind of assumed you come in here, you can't just chill. You can't use our Wi-Fi. Like, you got to get up.
I'm not even going to cap. The times that I have been in Starbucks where I ain't really bought no shit, I always felt out of place, bro.
Right. But don't call the police on me. Like, what the fuck?
Because it's like, because I don't feel comfortable.
Because you know how the rule goes.
And I feel like other people are watching me like, what is he doing here? You feel like...
Using this free Wi-Fi.
Exactly. Even though these colonizers are doing the same thing that I'm doing, I still feel persecuted for just sitting there and not doing anything. Because
they make you feel guilty regardless. So
I can definitely feel that on some.
I want to see the policy. The fact that the CEO said we got to review our policy in relation to this, I'm like, what does it say in their policy? Like, call the police if people...
I always was sus of Starbucks anyway. We not...
Like any restaurant, like McDonald's and all that, you always see them kind of like try to get homeless people out. Like, hey, you got to buy something or go.
Exactly.
So they ain't look homeless though.
Yeah, they did. And so it was just on some look. So does it matter that I come in and buy one coffee and sit there for 8 hours? Because people do that all the time.
Yeah, sure do.
Exactly.
Like, so what's the difference?
Patronage.
You done drunk your stuff and you refused to leave, so can you call the police?
It probably was. I don't know who called the police. I didn't see that part, but it probably was some little scary little white girl and was like, oh my God, these scary black men.
Nah, they just, they knew they had an upper hand. They wanted to go ahead and take advantage of the situation.
Who knew they had the person that called the police?
Yeah, of course.
I guess. But
and if they really felt so bad, they would have fired the people who did it. They did.
Well,
so y'all feel like somebody in Starbucks called the police?
No, they did, yeah, they for did. Sure. They it was an employee that called the police. Yeah. And then she was like, I didn't know that was going to happen. People were like, what the fuck you think was going to happen? You called the police on two black men in Starbucks right. A lot of places. But anyway.
It's that privilege, man.
It's getting me
but
annoyed.
But the reason, and you said earlier that, you know, we didn't want to speak on it, but it's more so I'm tired of talking about the same thing over and over because exactly. I know you. If you're not to the point now in 2018 in April, and you're not to the point where you already expect these things to happen.
Yeah.
So it's not even a shock to you. This ain't news to me. Like I know this.
Or
they've been
that,
doing this since Reconstruction exactly. when they was arresting black folks for being homeless.
Mm-hmm. Or thinking that because you black, it has nothing to do with it. Like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
You being black has
redundant.
Everything to do with
everything.
Everything.
Mind blowing. Yeah. So I hadn't really been you know, supporting Starbucks anyway, except when I go in the pharmacy and I'm like super tired and I just gotta get some caffeine. But fuck that, I'll just get something else, like a 5-hour energy, because stand for something to fall for anything. Moving on. So, in the Kardashian world, sorry, this isn't
shout out to the Cavs, they got blew out.
The Cavs,
fam.
Oh,
fam. Fam.
Behind this nigga.
Bron is still... Whoa.
No disrespect. I didn't mean to call him a nigga. I apologize.
Bron will still be in the finals.
That black king. Don't do that to him.
That's my lower self.
So, Khloe Kardashian has been parading around her newest black athlete, Mr. Tristan. And I'm sure everybody has seen the videos and the pictures of him just acting a goddamn fool. Now,
what
we don't...
mean acting a fool?
That's what I'm about to say.
What about the women? Go ahead.
Listen, they there for they whatever they getting out of it, whether it's good sex or some purses. We don't know why they were there.
They know that man damn near married.
But this is the thing. We don't know if him and Khloe broke up. They're not gonna report every time
and
some
then
shit
that
happened.
Too,
they could have separated,
up. That's
but you
probably
know,
why he was that open with the shit.
Exactly. That's my thing. Like, you know how powerful the Kardashians are, especially when you in the industry.
I mean, they hid a whole pregnancy. Come on now. I mean, for the longest.
So I'm thinking they probably were separated but didn't want the public to know. He fucked up and did some dumb shit. So the Kardashians like, wait, you fucking up the brand because you make one of the sisters look crazy and now they got to make him pay. That's what I think. The Kardashians orchestrate so much shit that it's crazy. But my thing is, fuck all that. Who goes to a hookah bar and lets women tongue kiss them in the mouth and motorboat them and feels on they like sausage? Like, people do that?
Yeah. What clubs you been to?
Yeah, I mean...
No, it's in a hookah bar. I ain't talking about
it don't matter where it's at, especially if you're a baller. Come on.
You ain't never been to the U bar?
Yeah, I have been to U bar.
Oh, man.
No, but I ain't never seen nobody get motorboated in the U bar. I ain't never seen nobody get felt up on like that. You be vibing and stuff. Like, they was really about to have damn sex in there. It was crazy. Did you not see the video?
Yeah, I saw it.
And then that's the other part. Who leaked this video? Because that's one of those places where you can't take a phone. It's supposed to be like very, you know, discreet.
That looked
A-list.
Like whatever the business that was in. That like that was their camera.
Yeah, I mean,
they
with surveillance.
Paid. They probably got paid off to leak that
shit. The same people who got that goddamn elevator video for Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh,
man.
TMZ be racking in.
Bro. They get how do they be
that's
getting
what,
this
somebody's
stuff,
getting
bro.
Paid. That's
because,
what I'm telling you.
Look, you got to imagine. You know, look, if you work for a company like that, you know, bruh, I got celebrities that come through here. Mm-hmm. If I see something wild...
You
and I know
number.
I can get $100,000 for this. I'm going to get
$300,000, $500,000.
Yeah,
like, they pay
money
for that
money.
Kind of TMZ stuff.
TMZ make a lot of fucking
so
money.
What's ironic is, like, 24 hours of that shit breaking, Khloe went into labor. And they were trying to say, like, the stress of it all. I mean, they knew she was doing it any day anyway. But I think it was a coincidence that she went into labor right when all that shit broke. And they said he was there at her bedside, which why wouldn't he be? Because that's still his child. But... what y'all think? They were already broken up, or he was just being reckless as usual? Yes,
honestly,
as usual.
I'm all over the place with this. I don't...
It's hard to say.
One minute I want to say maybe it was a setup, because you know how the Kardashians are.
Ain't no setup when you get motorboated.
If it's not a setup...
What you mean?
If it's not a setup, then I give it to my brother for doing this thing. You know, honestly, you know, I don't give a fuck about what the Kardashians got going on. I don't care.
So I mean, I honestly
so
don't.
you good with the bunnies filling him up in the hookah bar?
Hey man, y'all women know y'all men do get their thing done. And at the end of the day, it don't like
he an NBA player.
Come on now, you already know what you're signing up.
You hear
up,
yourself?
You already,
y'all women know y'all men. You know you're a part of y'all men, right?
You already know.
All right.
A man of that status?
Nah, don't run it back and clean it up.
Of that status? Come
don't
on.
Don't run it
now.
Back
you know
and clean
what you're signing
up.
Up for.
Y'all
you know them long road nights. Come
you know
on
what I'm
now.
Saying? He gone most of the year.
Exactly. Come on now.
Nah,
come
not
on.
Most
she
of the year.
She moved
gone
to fucking Cleveland.
Eight to 9 months of the year, he's gone.
She moved to Cleveland to be with him.
And he got 41 days or 41 games where he got to travel.
Then an off nights where he stayed in that city. Come on.
So what y'all think? If y'all had to guess, how y'all think this shit going to play out? Like, they going to do a whole PR stunt, get back together, like they all good so that Khloé can have her happy ending finally? Because Khloé been fucking up for a while to think about it. Or is it going to be like, well, we going to keep this baby over here?
Well, she's just like her daddy.
What you mean? Wait, which daddy?
OJ Simpson.
Oh, Lord.
So, of course she fucking up. And karma is a bitch. Didn't she
the smartest out of the sisters to
didn't
me?
Didn't she? I don't know. I can't speak
from
to
the
that.
Show. She is. She got the most common sense.
It's a show. It's entertainment.
But it still shows
they
a little bit
a
of who they are. You right. Go ahead.
Yeah. They make us sound smart. But I said that because you brought it to me. I didn't know that Tristan Thompson was dealing with some other woman.
Oh, yeah. He left his baby mama in her last trimester for Khloé. And everybody was like, what the fuck? But they tried to make it seem like, oh, we're in love. And then she got knocked up. And in her very last trimester, bingo. So
maybe this man just don't get pregnant by Tristan Thompson.
They was joking saying he has like a phobia of like, it's not funny. But he has like a phobia of like, he likes to get women pregnant. But then when, you know how you get pregnant, your body changes. Like, we get hormonal. Like, that last trimester
but
is nothing to play
with. But I find
with.
That very appealing. Like, I like pregnant women, bro.
Wait till you have one.
You haven't had one.
Right. You that's haven't a, seen her from a distance. Yeah. Pregnant women.
They have a glow.
I think
you.
That. I think
there
that's beautiful.
There is a glow, but there's a bunch of other stuff, too.
I just don't see it. Maybe I got to witness that.
Well, I'm glad you won't see it. You shouldn't see, oh, yeah, I could see leaving my girl in her last trimester.
I don't. I don't understand that. If anything, I feel even worse. I'm like, damn.
Exactly.
She by herself.
Exactly.
She ain't got nobody else. I'm supposed to be here. Why would I go and
do
that?
But we weren't supposed to find out about it. It's plenty of men who be cheating in that last one. When women are pregnant, they go do their thing, but people never know. The difference is we knew. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Good luck to y'all. I mean, the baby going to be fine regardless because it's a Kardashian.
That's a good situation where men should play dumb, though.
What you mean?
Just play. I say play
you
dumb.
You on camera,
act like
bruh.
You, bruh, that's an old clip. I don't know where that came from.
With a timestamp.
I don't know what's going on.
With a certain
that
haircut.
That ain't me.
You
show me
deny,
the
nah, nah,
show me the receipt. Play.
No,
deny,
no. Deny. Drake, nice for wet plan. Oh, what you going to say now? On a
that's
surveillance?
That's edited.
Y'all be having so many excuses. Like, come on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. That's why Drake made that song for us. Nice for what? Because y'all ain't shit. All right. So, what else happened this week, y'all? Well, the Taylor Swift fuckery happened, but we'll save that.
What you mean, Taylor Swift?
She covered Earth, Wind, and Fire September on some Spotify recording session shit and, like, the whole internet just blasted her for it because she took all the soul, all of the oomph that makes September what it is. Literally. And you know what it is? It's that goddamn white privilege. They always feel like they entitled to shit and they already be taking our shit. But now it's like, bruh, September, that's like our anthem. And it's Earth, Wind, and Fire. Like, who remakes an Earth, Wind, and Fire song? Only the greats. And Taylor Swift is not our great. You know what I mean?
She's a great to them.
Not even
she's
falling off now. Maybe like 5 years ago. Maybe right after Kanye, and Kanye gave her that boost if you want to go there. So no, fuck that. Keep your shit and your little blonde polycracker shit over there.
Ever since that Kanye situation where he hopped on the stage, her career's been on the
No, 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 no. She that gave her career a boost. She became a household.
Oh yeah, people felt bad.
I thought it was.
Then it wasn't another time where she won another award where it should have been Beyonce. Or was that that time where it should have been Beyonce?
That was all the same thing. He took the mic and was like, "This should have been for Beyonce," and everybody felt bad for her. And that's when her career, she was already popping. But then he like gave her, you know how on Super Mario Kart you press that button and you like boost ahead. Like that's what Kanye.
She got that little innocent little look. Like
right, and they say she's a snake. Like she's a fucking.
She got the police on you.
Seeing in her eyes.
She looked like she called the police.
Call the police on you?
Yeah, she looked like the type.
I'm sorry. I love clear people, the ones that don't want to hurt us.
Who is clear people?
That's what little kids call white people. They don't say white. They say clear. Yeah.
So we being childish on the show.
No, but yeah, Taylor Swift, fuck you, because you know we already know how you don't like Beyonce and you be stealing her shit, and then you stole her album of the year award, bad whatever to the fuck. Beyonce. I mean, yeah, but fuck you because it's Beyonce weekend. So
Beyonce can't do no wrong, can she? Man?
She can do wrong. She can.
Like what?
Let's think about it.
Think about it.
Marrying Jay-Z. No, that's one.
That's so
good. I love Hov. I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't mean that. You know what? I'm going to have to think about it. Because you know what? Her team
how about
is so
how she
good.
Treated
they'll get
Michelle
that shit.
Williams.
Oh, yeah.
How did she treat Michelle? Yeah. She let Michelle come on the Coachella stage. She could have called one
let.
The other.
Come on. That's disrespectful.
Right she there. Let
the
Kelly
way
do?
People talk about
yeah.
them.
Because you got to fall in place, bro. I'm sorry. Beyonce writes checks. Beyonce fires
that's
people.
Not act like
Beyonce
they didn't have
makes and breaks careers of other entertainers that she's never even been affiliated with. So how the fuck
let's
you think?
Let's not act like Destiny Child did not right. make who Beyonce was in the end.
What?
Destiny Child had a lot to do with what Beyonce's success.
Ooh. They did, but she has so Mario Karted past that shit.
I don't
shit.
Care, but you can't forget where you came from. That's fucked up, bro.
Bruh, okay. We just
shout out to Kelly Rowland. Boy.
Beautiful sister. Jesus. Well, was a beautiful sister.
What you mean was?
Did she have like plastic surgery? And
she
all
got
and
her
shit?
Boobs done, but that's she only it. Went up to a B cup.
Her face looked
no,
a little different.
Still
when
fine,
I see
boy.
Her.
You crazy?
No,
man.
I think she only okay. got her boobs done,
she
and she really looked from like bird chest flat to a B cup.
She found her in Beyonce.
Bird chest. What's wrong with that?
Because that ain't what dudes be liking. She
and she
was
married
like,
too. Ain't she married?
Did she marry Witherspoon?
Carrie Rowland.
Really, you need a moment?
Yeah.
All right.
So fun, but a nice chocolate.
Shout out to the chocolate sisters. But anyway, so also this week, Mariah Carey revealed her bipolar disorder. And I think a lot of people that have been like, she's been famous for her antics and her like blow ups and shit. And I think we all just kind of attribute it to her diva ways. But I think to find out that she actually had a disorder is like, I don't know if it's confirmation or it's just like, like it makes it seem like it's more universal. It's not just your crazy aunt. It's also like famous people, right?
More and more famous people are starting to come out and say stuff like, you know, they suffer from bipolar and mental health.
It brings awareness. It removes the stigma.
It does, but I think it's going to get to a certain point when people just going to be doing it for attention.
Oh, people will. That's with anything. They're going to start claiming it for sure, trying to excuse shit.
You know,
shit.
People always got to ruin the stuff. I mean, it's cool when a few
though.
People do it, you know. Then every week, somebody else just said.
Just like me,
or,
too.
Or, you can
just
don't
like
do
me
that.
Too. Just like me,
oh,
too.
Oh, you know what? Y'all gonna stop.
Because a lot of women do be going through a lot
and
of shit.
And they be afraid to come forward because of that narrative right there. Like, they gonna think I'm just trying to jump on the bandwagon when really they got raped.
Well, let's...
We ain't doing that this week. Because
on Bill Cosby case,
that.
It was a few that jumped on that bandwagon.
Oh, my God.
Who was... messing with him even after so-called being raped. How you get raped 3 times?
We're not doing this.
How you get raped 4 times by the same dude?
It can happen.
And you come over
there. Don't do that, but we're not doing this. Mm-mm.
How do you get raped multiple occasions by the same person and you had to leave and come and see them? Multiple times?
Just doesn't add up, does it?
That don't make sense.
So, one thing we forgot to do on this episode, I forgot, but we usually we do at the beginning, is shout-outs, right? We normally have people that right. show us love, and, you know, we want to show it back every week. And one person that has supported us since we was on episode, like, 3 or 4, and now we're on 35, if I can believe that, is O'Callie. I met her at Christina Johnson's retreat. I told y'all about her. She's, like, a nurse or whatever.
Yeah.
And I told her she has this... website, I believe it's called Deterra. I'm sorry if I'm butchering the name, but
spell it out for the people.
Yeah, you can find her items at DOTERRA.com, Deterra. She's wonderful. She's a nurse, but she's also like about homeopathic medicine. Mm-hmm. And you can also hit her up on Instagram as soon as I find that information. But thank you so much for always supporting us. And now that you have your own thing going, like I definitely want to just show her love, you know, because she literally like will tell me about the show and like she's just like, oh my God. And she loves how I hold it down for the women.
Shout out to her, man.
Yes, her Instagram is actually OKLeeNP. So it's OK. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna
okay.
go follow the sister.
Can I get the name out?
Okay.
It's OKAILEYNP, like nurse practitioner. So OKAILEYNP. OKLeeNP Jackson, and she's
OK. What?
OKAILEYNP. LeyNP, light nurse practitioner. So she's really great. I got to spend like an entire weekend with her at the retreat, and she's like my sister forever. I don't think she realized how much I appreciate her. But that's my shout out.
Does she sell herbs? Like
which kind of herbs?
Essential herbs.
You may have to DM her for that kind of herbs.
Okay.
No, she's not about that life, but just hit her up. I mean, I think she's still growing and expanding, but she knows a lot about like healthcare and like the holistic approach to healthcare. So just hit her up. Just tell her you know me. And she got you.
Okay, cool. So I'm gonna hit her up about that ounce.
Oh Lord, an ounce of sage. Okay, that's what he's referring to. Okay. I'm so sorry, Okay, I'm so sorry.
I know it was cold. You look, O'Cali, you ain't gotta.
You butchering the girl name.
You can. Okay. Is it O'Cali? That's what I said, right?
Looking like O'Cali.
O'Cali. I'm sorry, O'Cali.
You know what? But yeah, thank you so much for your support and everybody else that has been listening. Any shout outs from you guys this week?
Really, y'all don't have none for this week, man.
We have like 30 every week. I'm surprised.
Always have, I shout y'all out a lot. You feel me? Y'all know what it is.
So, also, remember we had people sending us the emails or whatever for hashtag build the block. And also hashtag talk back, right? If you wanted to send in some questions. So, just want to remind the listeners that's still something we're pushing. You want us to push a product that you have. So, that's the email at backtalkmedia@gmail.com. In your subject heading, put hashtag build the block if you want us to promote a product of yours. And if you just have a question and want to, you know, give some feedback, give some commentary on whatever, send us an email at the same address, but use the subject heading hashtag talk back. Do not put a C in your back because that is not how you spell our brand. All right.
Ain't no C's in this circle, Ryan.
Only B's.
Only big B's. You feel me?
Blood oh my gang. God. What's up? Nah, not affiliated. Backtalk gang. That's what that stands for. All right. So thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for letting us work out our family issues. Nobody wins when the family feuds at the beginning of the show.
Stop.
I love my brothers. They love me, but I just be having to get shit off my chest. Love y'all.
That's all women, though.
Thank you for tuning in.
Shout out to the women.
Shout out.
We out.
Peace.
Peace.